Lecture topic: Rewards of good akhlaq.
Yeah, those who are known as qa'imul layl, that they stand in ibadat, in nawafil the whole night, or the bulk of the night. There are people of this nature. Not many can manage that. But there are such people, and obviously it's a very great achievement that a person is able to spend the bulk of the night in ibadat. And then there are some who are sa'imud dahr. Probably very few comparatively, but there are such people as well, that they fast every day of the year, obviously besides the year, days that is not permissible. Otherwise, throughout the year, they fast nawafil. Ramadan is farz, the rest of the year, they fast nafil fasts. Now that too is not in the capacity of the majority of people. But nevertheless, there are those who do it. So these are very great achievements, though without ever losing sight of the fact that the real closeness to Allah Ta'ala comes through refraining from what is haram, what is sinful. So more greater than the nawafil is to refrain from all the haram. But in any case, this in itself is a very great thing. Now how many people would be able to manage that? We can't even dream about it. But the one Hadith Sharif gives us a virtue of something that can take a person to this level. The virtue is of good akhlaq. Inna rajul la yudriku bi husni khuluqihi darajat as-sa'im al-qa'im. That by a person, by adopting good akhlaq, the good akhlaq, obviously on the foundation again of staying away from whatever is impermissible, he's fulfilling his obligations of deen, staying away from haram. Allah forbid he makes us mistake some way, he immediately makes tawbah. Then on that foundation he builds up with good akhlaq. He reaches the level and the position of a person who is sa'imul dahr and qa'imul layl. Person who fasts every day, person who stands in ibadat the whole night. What level and maqam and position that person reaches with that extent of ibadat, this person reaches with his good akhlaq. Now, the good akhlaq, there's so much detail to it, but one explanation of good akhlaq, one of the explanations of the salaf, is that it entails four things. Now, there's various different dimensions from which good akhlaq has been explained, but this is the crux of many things in the different ahadith. Number one, not to give taklif to anybody. So to refrain from putting anybody into any inconvenience, any difficulty. Now many things we do in day-to-day life without any care, without any concern about what impact or what disturbance is causing to anybody else. It doesn't matter to us. We go about it like nothing happened. Whereas that takes us out of this whole category of good akhlaq. So number one is to avoid causing any inconvenience to anybody. Number two, to be doing good to others. So one is not to cause taklif, but al-ihsan ilan-nas. Then doing acts of kindness, acts of help, doing things that will bring some comfort to somebody, some betterment to someone. Number three, to tolerate people's in their wrong conduct. So it's wrong for anybody to do something that is not in order. Just as we shouldn't be disturbing others, it's wrong for others to disturb us also. But this is the other part of good akhlaq, that yes, unfortunately, people out there, and just as we also, are often sometimes either careless, we don't realize what we're doing, others also sometimes slip up in that manner. So the third aspect is to be able to tolerate what comes from others. Yes, it doesn't mean that a person must never address any issue. Something is becoming a problem, then he'll address it. But not that at everything we just go off the handle, as they say, and react in so many different ways. The third aspect was to be able to tolerate things. And the fourth is to meet people smilingly and with a sweet tongue, meaning with sweet words. So now this is the summary of so many different ahadith, that this is good akhlaq. Now with Obviously, as mentioned, there's different dimensions to good akhlaq. But if you just take this summary also, and we adopt this, then this has that effect in it. It can take us to achieve the reward of those who are fasting every day and standing the whole night in ibadat every night, which is far away from us to imagine that we can manage such a great aspect of ibadat. But by means of this good akhlaq, inshallah, we too can reach somewhere there in terms of the reward and position. So to make this a primary focus, not something on the side, something secondary, to make this a primary focus, that we are looking and double checking, am I causing any taklif to anybody with my words, with my actions, or am I doing some good to people rather? Again, in my words, did I say something that brings some happiness to someone, make someone feel lighter with whatever their burdens are, or am I doing the opposite? And likewise, what's my level of tolerance? Keep checking, making muhasabah of this. And am I meeting people smilingly and with good words? These are the four things that have been given to us as a prescription to hold on to make it very simple, to simplify the whole matter. But yet these four things encompass a lot of things. Allah Ta'ala keep us talking.